30th of November 2021. My name is Soham and this is Hu O Ran Kai Lang episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, What is Education? This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay. Let's get to it.
Education is also used to refer to the entire process or institution. Education also refers to the knowledge acquired in school or education, as well as the entire educational institution. We can also define education as the process of acquiring knowledge through learning or through instruction or some other practical procedures to impart knowledge. Education also means specific knowledge or scholarships that a person obtains in the course of their studies. The goal of learning is not mastery of the subject, but one's own face. Just as a hammer and chisel can be used to carve a piece of marble, a person uses ideas and knowledge to forge their personality. For the most part, we work by mixing ends and means, thinking that the purpose of education is to put all kinds of facts, techniques, methods, and information into the minds of students, no matter how and with what effect they are used. Third, I would like to suggest that knowledge needs to be responsible for its effective use in the world. Many educational theories have been developed, all for the purpose of understanding how young people in society acquire knowledge and how those who have knowledge and information useful to other people in society pass it on to them. As mentioned earlier, education is not just a core academic concept that students learn in the classroom. Society also educates their children outside the school system in actual daily life. Strictly speaking, education is provided at school by a qualified teacher, while in a broader sense, education is provided by any place, for example, a playground, club, school, bus stop, etc., by anyone. One of the fundamental aspects of education is the transmission of culture from generation to generation, but this is more related to the formal process of teaching and learning that takes place in the school environment. Education is a process that facilitates the learning or acquisition of knowledge, skills, values, morals, beliefs, and habits. While learning from books is very important, it is not the only form of learning. Education also means helping people learn and encouraging them to think about what they are learning. It is also important that educators teach how to find and use information. Through education, knowledge about society, the country, and the world is passed on from generation to generation. In a democratic country, children and adults must become active and effective citizens through education and learning. Education is the main cause of all changes that occur in the social, cultural, spiritual, political, and economic aspects of human life. It also helps him to successfully lead his personal and social life, adapting to the environment. We can say that education is a means that helps a person to adapt to a changing environment to meet his needs and his purpose in life. Hence, education is a necessity of human life, such as food, clothing, and shelter. Education is a social institution through which children in society are taught basic academic knowledge, learning skills, and cultural norms. Schools provide education with the support of other parts of the education system through various elements such as education policies and guidelines. These elements may include school policies, curricula and teaching materials, as well as in-service and in-service teacher training programs. The expectations of the system are centered on formal education, and its courses and tests are designed to ensure that learners learn facts and concepts that society considers to be basic knowledge. In contrast, non-formal education describes the assimilation of cultural values, norms, and expected behaviors through participation in society. Formal education or formal training usually takes place on school grounds, where a person can acquire basic, academic, or business skills. Usually formal education takes place in a school setting, where several students study alongside a qualified and certified subject teacher. Non-formal education is when you are not in school and do not use any specific teaching methods. The problem is that while many schools and teachers try to help people learn, the way many schools operate may not necessarily be called education. Most people associate education with schools and classrooms where trained teachers provide information to students. Preschool education teaches children how to learn and how to behave in the classroom. Education also allows children to master the knowledge of how to
create art and music. Education enables us to analyze the problems we face and even learn from our mistakes. Education can make you the best and most complete self. Find out what excites you, what you are good at, know yourself, and know the world around you. It does this by developing skills, knowledge, and understanding of the world, which helps you to act independently, which allows you to distinguish between good and bad ideas, which gives you space to discuss or play with ideas so you can check how they fit into your world. True education puts things in the brain, and anyone who understands learning will understand that this is the result of repeated exposure and use of information or skills. In school, you are not so much occupied with acquiring knowledge as with mental effort under criticism. You go to school not so much for knowledge as for art and habits, for the habit of attention, for the art of expression, for art to take a new intellectual position in the blink of an eye, for the art of quickly penetrating the thoughts of others, for the habit of obeying censorship and refutation, for the art of gradually expressing agreement or disagreement, for the habit of taking into account the smallest moments of accuracy, for the art of developing what is possible at the moment, for taste, for discrimination, for spiritual courage and mental sobriety. While education may seem like a fictitious technical term, it's actually all we learn in life about how to best behave day in and day out. To truly live life to the fullest is to be well educated and have a wealth of knowledge about the world around you. Cultural adaptation and the skills required to participate in society can also be considered educational. In most cases, when a person acquires a new skill or learns to act in a new way, he has received education in one form or another. Through non-formal education, someone may acquire literacy, other basic skills, or work skills. Other options are home education, personalized learning, distance learning, and computer-assisted learning. Educators can structure their lessons to directly use learners' non-formal learning skills in an educational context. They can master classroom management and teaching techniques from the curriculum that was the foundation of the school. However, they go far beyond this in experiential learning, in group work, and in forms of work with people who draw insights from counseling and therapy. We also assume that teachers and educators know how to help people learn.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Soham and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Huo Ran Kai Lang and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.